依然站立，我哋读我哋今日经文马太福音第五章十到十二节。我会先用广东话，然后用英文一齐读出。
Please remain standing as we will now read the scripture reading, which is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 10 to 12. We'll first read this in unison, first in Chinese and then in English.
系马太福音第五章第十节，我哋一齐读。为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、列用各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们以前的先知，人也是这样逼迫他们。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 10. Let us read this together. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Please be seated.
我今日好高兴有周正涵牧师再一次嚟到我哋教会，为我哋传讲神嘅信息。佢讲到嘅题目系当苦难变得珍贵。
This morning, we are happy to have Reverend Jeffrey Zhou join us back to give his message, preaching God's word, titled When Suffering Becomes Precious.
我将时间交俾佢。
We turn this time over to him now.
Church, it's great to be with you once again this morning.
好高兴再次同大家一齐。
Let us pray.
我哋一齐祈祷。
Heavenly Father,
天父
we thank you for gathering us this day to worship you.
我哋感谢你聚集我哋一齐去敬拜你。
Pray that your word would comfort and convict us.
我哋求主你嘅话语咧去安慰鼓励我哋。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
我哋奉耶稣基督名而求。
Amen.You are blessed.
你是有福的。
You are blessed if you have a good education.
你是有福的如果你有一个好的教育。
A nice house.
有一个好的房
子。A good job.
有一个好的工作。
A nice stock portfolio.
有一个好好的投资的组合。
A large family.
有一个大的家庭。
That's the way we often think about blessing.
这个就是我们很多时一直都会想到话有福的意思。
Material and physical.
物质的嘢，实质的嘢。
And I want to be careful here because the Bible doesn't actually shy away from describing these things as blessings.
咁我哋要小心，圣经冇讲过话，即系冇话有好正面咁样讲话，呢啲都系祝福。
They are blessings.
佢哋系有福嘅，祝福嚟嘅。
Praise God if you have any one of these.
咁我哋感谢主，如果我哋有以上呢啲嘢。
As we read through the Sermon on the Mount, as Jesus is talking to his disciples, he starts off with what it means to be blessed, and we have to be honest here.
咁但系我哋要小心，我哋睇呢个登山宝训，当耶稣基督讲到乜嘢先至系有福嘅时候咧，我哋要留意。
If you've grown up in a church, these things sound like they make sense, but if you really think about it, these are not the ways to describe a blessed person.
咁如果你教会去长大嘅时候咧，你会觉得呢啲所谓嘅有福咧，系好有理嘅。咁但系咧，你又小心去留意佢究竟真系讲乜嘢叫有福。
Spiritually poor,
灵里边嘅贫乏
；mourners，
哀恸嘅人
；meek，
温柔嘅人
；hungering and thirsting for righteousness，
饥渴慕义嘅人
；merciful，
慈悲嘅
；pure in heart，
清心嘅
；peacemakers，
使人和睦嘅人。
And then we come to today's beatitude。
咁我哋讲到今日所讲嘅福
，Imagine saying this to someone。
想象一下，你对某人去咁样讲
，You are so blessed because you are being persecuted for righteousness' sake。
佢话啊，你真系有福啦，因为你为义受逼迫啊。
Yes, persecution is really terrible。
系啊，被逼迫系好坏嘅一件事嚟噶。
I'm really sorry you're going through it。
我好抱歉你要经过呢啲嘢。
But at least it's for righteousness' sake。
但系你至少系为义受逼迫啊！
How very blessed you are.
你真系有福啦！
In all the shocking ways Jesus talks about the blessed people of God, this one may be the most shocking.
咁啊，耶稣讲到咁多，讲到有福嘅人，使我哋都好惊讶。喺呢一个事情上边，系使我哋最惊讶嘅。
Now, last week you looked at what it means to be a peacemaker.
上个礼拜我哋睇到，你哋睇到啊，做使人和睦嘅人系咩意思？
Even the world acknowledges that there is something good about being a peacemaker.
甚至乎呢个世界上都会认为使人和睦嘅人咧系一啲好嘅嘢嚟嘅。
There's an award for those who are recognized as peacemakers.
咁咧有啲奖励咧系颁俾一啲啊使人和睦嘅人。
The Nobel Peace Prize.
譬如呢个诺贝尔和平奖。
And then comes our passage today.
咁我哋睇到今日嘅经文咧。
The shift is hard and fast and almost doesn't make sense.
咁咧，嗰个转变，嗰、那个思想嘅转变咧，系好好突然嘅，甚至乎我哋觉得唔能够理解。
But here's the thing that Jesus wants us to see in the Beatitudes.
咁但系呢个系耶稣基督希望我哋喺呢个所谓八福里边所睇到嘅。
Those who are blessed are all of these things.
嗰啲受祝福嘅人、有福嘅人咧，系包括呢啲所有嘅嘢。
It's like the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 6. We often think of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control as individual fruits that we can exemplify and we can pick and choose. But Paul says that it's one fruit.
好似喺加拉太书里边所讲嘅，属灵嘅果子，譬如仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、温柔、良善、恩慈、信实、节制，我哋都以为好似系一啲单一嘅果子，我哋去拣去要去接受，但系呢？保罗话呢个系全部夹埋一齐嘅一个嘅果子。
All of those things are what characterizes a single fruit, which means Christians are to bear growth in all of those things.
呢个所有嘅果子系其实系一个果子，基督徒咧系要长呢一个嘅果子，就系、是、包括呢啲嘅特质。
The same concept applies here.
同样嘅理解系应用喺呢个八福嘅里边。
The followers of Jesus are not to pick and choose, but the blessed ones are all of these things.
基督徒唔可以去讲你接受边一种嘅有福福气。
Today's passage highlights one of those things as suffering for Jesus.
今日嘅经文系讲到就系为基督去受苦。
And here's the main point for our passage today.
今日嘅经文而家以下呢一点咧系一个重点。
Suffering for Jesus is worth it.
为基督受苦是值得的。
Suffering for Jesus is worth it.
为基督受苦是值得的。
And we're looking at 3 points today.
今天我们又讲到三点。
What kind of persecution?
哪一种的逼迫?
Our response to the persecution.
我们对逼迫的回应。
And the reward for the persecution.
还有对于受逼迫的奖励。
So what kind, our response, and the reward.
是哪一种的逼迫,怎样回应逼迫,还有对于逼迫的奖励。
Our first point, what kind of persecution?
第一点就是哪一种的逼迫呢?
Verse 10 says, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake.
第十节他说我们为义去受逼迫。
It's not just any persecution.
不是任何一种的逼迫。
It's being persecuted for not just doing the right thing, because when we think of righteousness, we often think of doing the right, the moral thing, but righteousness here means being the kind of person who is described as blessed in the Beatitudes.
为义这个义很多时候我们讲到是做正确的事，但这个义呢不是这样的意思，是这个为义受逼迫不是只是为了做正确的事而受到逼迫。
You see, ultimately, this passage is a description of righteousness.
这段经文所形容的就是讲到义。
And this is the assumption.
这个就是那个假设。
If you are spiritually poor, if you are meek, if you are a mourner, if you're merciful and pure in heart, if you are a peacemaker, you will be persecuted for being these things.
他说如果你是灵性贫乏，你是哀恸的、温柔的、饥渴无义的、慈悲的、清心的人，使人和睦的人呢，你会为到这些东西而受到逼迫。
Now, what does this persecution look like?
受逼迫是怎样的呢？
Verse 11 describes it as this, others will revile you or shame you.
第十一节他形容说人会辱骂你们。
They will utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on Jesus' account.
他说逼迫你们捏造各样的坏话去毁谤你们。
Now the word for persecute has the force of someone pursuing after you constantly.
呢个逼迫呢个字嘅意思咧，就系话有啲人咧一路去追逼你。
The suffering and persecution feel like a barrage.
呢个受苦，呢个受到逼迫咧，好似系被困住咁样。
My children are now in this phase when they're always asking why, why, why did you order pizza? Why do we have to go to school? Why are you tired?
咁我嘅小朋友咧喺一个年龄里边咧，佢经常问点解？我话点解今晚要食 pizza 啊？点解我哋要翻学啊？点解你咁攰嘅？
And there are some days I just really am too tired to answer all of their whys because it's too much.
咁有啲时候咧，我就真系好攰，唔可以去答佢哋呢啲咁多嘅问题，因为实在太多啦。
It's constant. It doesn't stop.
系不断不断嘅，系唔停嘅。
Now that's how this persecution feels. But of course, my children aren't persecuting me.
But
imagine being a Christian in a place like Afghanistan.
咁你呢个就好似一个受逼迫嘅，咁当然我嘅细路仔唔系逼迫紧我，但系你想象一下你喺阿富汗里边，
Iran,
喺伊朗、
Pakistan,
巴基斯坦、
Nigeria,
尼日利亚、
Eritrea.
阿里垂亚，
Imagine your own family coming after you with violence.
你想象下你嘅屋企人去对你系施行暴力，
The government coming after you, so you have to flee.
呢政府咧去要嚟捉你，你要逃走。
Being a woman or a child who follows Jesus and you're being oppressed by your own community.
作为一个妇人或者一个孩子，你尝试去跟随耶稣，但系你俾你嘅社区嘅人咧去压迫你。
Think of a church that gathers every week for worship, but has no idea if that week will also be the week that someone tries to bomb their worship gathering space.
有啲人每个礼拜去教会去聚会，但系佢哋唔知道几时会有人去掟一个炸弹去呢个教会嘅地方。
Imagine your phone calls and your internet usage are being traced, so you have to be careful about how you use Christian language in the Bible.
你想象一下，有人去偷听你嘅电话或者系网上嘅信息，但系所以你要好小心，你点样去讲呢啲基督徒嘅用语。
Think about living in your own house and the sudden knocking on their door invites fear because it could be a government raid on professing Christians.
你想象你喺屋企里边突然间有人去敲门，因为咧政府咧要嚟捉呢啲基督徒。
As an application point here, pray for the persecuted churches in the world.
我哋可以应用嘅就系话，我哋为到教世上受逼迫嘅教会去祈祷。
Nancy Guthrie writes this.
呢个格里斯佢咁样写。
Learning about and praying for the persecuted church can challenge us regarding our shallow desires, our perspective on our suffering, our reaction to trials, and our expectations of prosperity and ease and comfort.
去了解同埋咧为受到逼迫嘅教会去祈祷咧，可以挑战我哋嗰啲肤浅嘅欲望，对于苦难嘅睇法，对考验嘅反应，同埋对繁荣安逸同埋舒适嘅期望。
It can cause us to ask ourselves whether we would qualify to be persecuted and whether we would stand firm if we faced what they face.
咁可以去使到我哋去谂，究竟我哋系咪配得呢、这个逼迫，同埋当我哋遇到逼迫嘅时候，我哋会点样去面对？
Can also encourage us to see the sufficiency of Jesus and how precious he is to those who suffer for him.
亦都鼓励我哋去睇到耶稣基督喺我哋嘅生命里边系足够嘅。当我哋要面对呢啲逼迫嘅时候。
A wealth of resources is available to the modern church to connect us with our persecuted brothers and sisters and help us to pray for them.
咁今日嘅社会咧，呢个时代咧，喺网上边好多嘅资源能够帮助我哋同世界上边受逼迫嘅教会或者机构咧去联系。
Organizations like the Voice of the Martyrs and Open Doors USA are great places to start learning more.
譬如呢个殉道者之声同埋呢个敞开嘅门呢两个嘅机构咧，帮助我哋。
Pray for them.
去为佢哋祈祷。
And go on these websites.
去呢啲嘅网页上边。
Learn about them.
去睇下佢哋。
Find out how to partner with these organizations to support them.
去睇下点样可以支持呢啲嘅机构。我刚刚提到嘅就话世界上嘅教会去为到受到逼迫而受苦。
It's worth asking this.
我哋要去问下。
Are we suffering for are we experiencing persecution for righteousness' sake here in America?
我哋喺美国里边系咪为义去受到逼迫咧？
I'm not sure I can fully answer that question, but there are some people who believe that America is a Christian nation.
我都唔可以完全去回答呢个问题，但系有啲人咧会认为美国系一个基督教嘅国家。
So they see that the country no longer embraces Christianity in the dominant culture, and therefore they think we're experiencing persecution.
咁当佢哋睇到啊呢、这个国家咧唔再去拥抱基督教成为佢主流嘅文化嘅时候咧，佢哋就认为佢哋受到逼迫。
I do want to be very clear here.
咁我想好清楚讲俾大家听，
We are not a Christian nation,
我哋唔系一个基督教国家。
and marginalization is not the same as persecution.
被边缘化唔等同系受到逼迫。
People may be marginalized for being a Christian or lose a place of privilege in society.
咁一啲基督徒被边缘化嘅时候，可能喺社会上边去失去一啲嘅地位。
It's when your voice is removed from the public square and you are relegated to a place of insignificance, devalued importance, minor influence, and diminished power.
当你喺大众嘅声音咧被收细咗，你唔再喺社会上面有影响力，你嘅地位唔再重要，你系变得系冇影响力嘅时候，你嘅权力亦都收细咗。
This may be painful and can often be a precursor to persecution, but it's not the same as government-sanctioned hostility or widespread abuse and ill treatment.
咁嘅事情咧系痛苦嘅，但亦都可能系逼迫嚟到之先嘅呢个先兆。但系呢个从政府去审查你或者系逼迫你咧，系完全两回事。
At the same time, this is what Guthrie writes.
同样嘅，呢个作者咁样写。
Marginalization and persecution for living out and speaking out about the truth of the gospel should be anticipated by Christians who are exiles and aliens in this world.
咁基督徒咧，佢哋喺呢个世界上边系一个被放逐嘅，佢哋要期待，亦都要预示到系被边缘化同埋被逼迫，为咗系宣讲你嘅福音。
And we must be careful not to confuse gospel truth with political opinions, conflating the gospel with a particular political party or other social cause or commitment.
但我哋要留意嘅，我哋唔好将基督教嘅福音嘅真理同一啲政治嘅思想或者取向同埋社会嘅制度咧去混淆。
When we confuse our identity as Christ followers with our identity as members of other groups, we lose sight of the main thing.
当我哋将我哋基督徒嘅身份同埋一个政治嘅政党嘅一份子嘅身份去混淆嘅时候咧，我哋就去失去一个正确嘅视野。
To put allegiance to Christ on the same level as lesser political or social commitments diminishes the uniqueness and a distinctive offense of Christ and his cross.
咁当我哋去跟随基督，同埋一啲跟随政党嘅政见，同埋呢社会嘅运动或者主张嘅时候咧，我哋就将基督嘅十字架去缩细咗啦。
Here I want to ask the question.
我哋要问呢个问题。
Why will we be persecuted?
点解我哋会被逼迫咧？
It doesn't seem fair to be persecuted for righteousness' sake.
为义去受到逼迫好似唔系好公平咁样。
At least for some of these beatitudes, it seems like the world thinks they are honorable.
咁最少头先之前提嘅一啲嘅福喺世界上边睇嚟讲系佢哋系受尊崇嘅。
To be persecuted for being meek?
为到系作为一个温柔嘅人去受到逼迫？
For being merciful?
为到作为一个怜悯嘅人嘅人受到逼迫？
Being pure in heart?
系一个清心嘅人。
A peacemaker?
一个缔造和平嘅人。
If I were to go right now to the streets and ask a random person what are the qualities they look for in a friend, I think they would list these.
咁如果喺走去街上面去问任何一个人，你喺一个朋友里边去揾一啲乜嘢嘅特质，佢哋会提到由头先刚才讲到嘅。
Sounds like a great friend.
咁呢个好似系一个好好嘅朋友。
Now, if we look again at the Beatitudes, it doesn't seem fair that verse 6 says, Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, and then follows it up with verse 10.
咁第六节讲到话，饥渴无义嘅人有福，然后去到第十节突然间讲到另一样嘢。
You'll be blessed if you are actively seeking righteousness, but you'll also be persecuted for this, and this is blessedness.
佢话如果你系要去寻求公义嘅时候咧，你系有福嘅。但系如果你为咗寻求公义而受到逼迫嘅时候咧，你同样系有福嘅。
Why will we be persecuted?
点解我哋会受到逼迫咧？
Because when we follow Jesus, we're not just understanding more of our own spiritual poverty, we're actually revealing that same spiritual poverty in others, and people don't like that.
因为当我们去跟随耶稣基督的时候，我们不单止睇到我们自己嘅灵里嘅贫乏，并且我们去向周围嘅人去揭开佢哋喺灵里边嘅贫乏，而呢啲人咧系唔中意咁样。
I want to say this again. If we are following Jesus, we will expose the spiritual poverty of the world.
我再讲一次，当我们跟随耶稣嘅时候，我们就揭示到呢个世界嘅灵性嘅贫乏。
If you really understand what it means to be poor in spirit, you don't want to be that.
当你真正去明白到灵里贫乏虚心嘅人系咩意思嘅时候，你唔想系咁样嘅。
It's not a nice position of power or accomplishment or achievement.
呢个唔系话喺一个啊一个位置，你有好大权力又好有成就。
What we're essentially telling the world is all the things that you value, like power.
又或者系向世界讲呢个世界所重视嘅，例如权力、
Prestige.
威望、
Wealth.
财富、
Status.
地位。
Being the one who is always right.
经常系认为自己系对嘅人。
Not getting into other people's situations and just minding my own business.
唔会去理其他人，我哋只系顾自己嘅事。
Our Western individualism.
我哋西方嘅个人主义。
Even just entertaining a little bit of sin.
你只要去犯少少罪嘅啫。
Showing justice with a mighty and dominant hand.
而用一个好大嘅能力权力咧，去显示咩叫公义。
These things are flipped upside down in Jesus' kingdom.
呢啲所有嘅嘢喺基督嘅国度里边系完全系反转。
And if you hear that, if your entire life is being built on these values and you hear that these values are at the bottom of the ladder, you're going to be angry.
因为如果你当你一路以嚟都系听紧呢啲嘢，认为呢啲嘅价值观都系正确嘅时候，但系你听到话呢啲嘢其实喺呢个阶梯嘅最底层嘅时候咧，你就会觉得好愤怒。
You're going to be offended.
你会觉得受冒犯。
And you'll want to persecute and shame the people who are preaching and teaching and living out these things.
你就想去逼迫、去羞辱呢啲去宣讲呢刚才头先所提到完全相反嘅事嘅人。
As an application point here, have you been persecuted for righteousness?
你有冇为义受到逼迫呢？
Very simple. Have you been persecuted for righteousness?
好简单，你有冇为义受到逼迫？
Now, I know I mentioned all the examples of the persecuted churches around the world, and we may not experience that level of persecution or marginalization here, but it's worth asking, are you guilty of being a Christian?
咁我哋刚才提到喺世界上面好多嘅教会受到逼迫，咁但系我哋好难想象我哋喺呢一度咧啊会被边缘化或者系受到逼迫。但系我哋要去问下，你有冇作为因为你系基督徒而要感到内疚咧，要受罪咧？
Have you spoken up about Jesus?
你系咪去公开嘅去讲耶稣咧？
Does your way of living clash with the values of this world? And is it obvious to the point where people are not just disagreeing with you, but actually angry with you?
你嘅生活嘅方式同呢个世界嘅价值观系咪相反，以致啲人睇到你嘅生活嘅时候咧，唔单止佢哋唔同意你，并且咧系觉得好嬲你。
I'm thinking of the ways that we think about sex and gender, money and power.
我讲到嘅就系话，我哋对于性、对于性别、对于金钱、对于权力嘅睇法。
Another application here. Have you communicated to the next generation, your children, that persecution is to be expected if you follow Jesus?
你亦都有冇对你嘅下一代去讲佢哋听，如果你跟随耶稣咧，你要预期你会受到逼迫。
Here's the assumption.
我哋有一个假设。
If you follow Jesus, you will experience persecution.
如果你跟随耶稣嘅时候咧，你就会经历到逼迫。
If you are a disciple of Jesus, you will suffer.
如果你系耶稣基督嘅门徒嘅时候咧，你会受苦。
Have you prepared the youth, those going off to college, your toddlers and elementary school children, about the kinds of conflict they'll encounter if they follow Jesus?
你有冇为你嘅年青人，佢哋就嚟去大学，一啲孩童小学生去预备？ 讲佢哋听，如果佢哋跟随耶稣嘅时候咧，佢哋就会同人会有冲突。
My encouragement to you is to prepare them.
我对你嘅鼓励就系话你要去预备好
Catechize them.
去教导好佢哋，
teach them，
去引导佢哋，
model for them how to respond to suffering and persecution。
喺佢哋面前吓，作为一个模范，点样去经历受苦同埋逼迫？
This leads to my next point。
去引带到我哋去另一点。
Now, knowing what kind of persecution we will endure as citizens of Jesus' kingdom, what is to be our response to the persecution?
当我们知道作为基督，作为耶稣基督国度里面的子民，我们经历哪一种的逼迫的时候，我们就去想一下我们怎样回应逼迫。
Our response.
我们的回应。
I don't know anyone who enjoys persecution, anyone who's happy that they're enduring suffering, even if it's for righteousness' sake.
唔知道有边一个会去为到义，甚至是为到义咧，受到逼迫，佢哋会享受嘅。
And here Jesus tells us, verse 12, to rejoice and be glad.
但系第十二节，耶稣基督讲俾我哋听，我哋应当欢喜快乐。
This is the only imperative we've seen so far in the Sermon on the Mount.
咁呢个咧系登山宝训里边唯一嘅一个命令。
It's a command.
系一个命令。
Rejoice and be glad.
应当欢喜快乐。
Now, in general, I think we have two responses to persecution.
咁一般我哋对于逼迫有两种嘅回应。
One is we get angry and we fight back.
第一就话我哋觉得愤怒，然后我哋去打翻转头。
I think this makes sense.
咁我觉得呢个都好合逻辑嘅。
When someone is attacking you, your instinct is to hurt them back.
咁当人袭击你嘅时候咧，你第一个反应就好似去打翻佢。
You want to feel justified in what you believe in.
咁你想觉得你对于你所相信嘅嘢咧，你觉得系合理公义嘅
？We've seen this a lot when groups, not just religious ones, are being persecuted.
我哋睇到嘅唔单止系喺宗教嘅群体里边受到逼迫发生。
Sometimes the response is violent, whether it's verbal or physical.
有时佢哋嘅回应咧系好有充满暴力嘅，无论系话语上边或者系喺身体上边。
The other response is to just shut down and act like nothing is wrong.
另一个回应就是说你完全的去将自己关上同埋当冇嘢发生。
We must turn off our emotions and endure in a way that doesn't let us fully process what's going on.
我哋将我哋嘅情感呢完全去关掉，然后呢我哋唔去处理究竟发生嘅咩事。
We pretend like the persecution doesn't affect us.
我哋去尝试去搞到好似这个逼迫呢对我哋完全冇影响。
As Taylor Swift says, just shake it off.
好似这个歌星 Taylor Swift 所讲的就是说摆脱它。
But the Bible doesn't tell us to approach persecution with these responses.
但是圣经没有叫我们要用这两种的回应的方法去回应逼迫。
Instead, God's word tells us to not be surprised when we encounter persecution.
神讲给你听，当我们去面对逼迫的时候，你不要觉得以为惊奇。
1 Peter 4 says, don't think it's strange when we have trials.
彼得前书第四章佢话有火炼嘅试验临到你哋嘅时候咧，唔好以为奇怪。
Paul tells us in Romans 12, bless and do not curse, repay no one evil for evil.
保罗喺罗马书都讲到话，只要祝福不可咒诅，唔好以恶报恶。
He tells the Corinthians to be patient under persecution.
佢亦都讲俾哥林多人听话喺受到逼迫嘅时候咧，你要忍耐。
In the same Gospel of Matthew, Jesus tells his disciples that when they're being persecuted in a town, to flee to the next.
咁喺马太福音嘅时候，当耶稣话佢嘅门徒受到逼迫嘅时候咧，你就要去另一个城。
And then in the same Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you."
同样喺登山宝训，耶稣讲话要爱你嘅仇敌，为佢哋祈祷，嗰啲系逼迫你嘅人。
Now, I mentioned before about praying for the persecuted church, but how about this?
我之前提过为到受逼迫嘅教会祈祷，咁以下咁样点咧
？Pray for your persecutors，
为到嗰啲逼迫你嘅人去祈祷。
Pray for those who are hurting and attacking you，
为到嗰啲伤害紧你、攻击紧你嘅人祈祷。
All this seems so countercultural，
呢啲系完全对于呢个文化咧系相反嘅。
To actually let the suffering affect us， but then to respond in grace，
去让呢个受苦难咧，去影响我哋，然后我哋用恩典去回应。
To rejoice and be glad，
欢喜快乐。
I think of Paul and Silas in prison in Acts, and they were praying and singing hymns at night.
我谂到保罗同西拉喺使徒行传里边，佢哋被监禁嘅时候咧，喺夜晚佢哋唱起诗歌。
Can you imagine being in prison and singing, "Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art."
想象一下喺监狱里边，你唱我灵歌，唱我嘅救主，向我嘅救主去唱，你真伟大，你真伟大。
That hymn wasn't written then, but something similar.
有可能当时有其他嘅诗歌。
I think of the revolutionaries in the musical Les Miserables.
我亦都谂到喺呢个舞台剧《悲惨世界》里边。
Singing, do you hear the people sing? Singing a song of angry men. It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to start when tomorrow comes.
佢哋唱话：你听到人民喺度唱歌嘛？嗰一首愤怒之人嘅歌，呢一首唔愿再为奴嘅人民嘅歌声。当你嘅心跳同埋鼓声交织嘅时候，新嘅生命即将喺明日开启。
Is a song of a people who have been oppressed and are experiencing persecution.
呢首歌系嗰啲被人去压迫、经历紧逼迫嘅人所唱嘅歌。
They have no power except in what they can sing.
佢哋冇权力、冇能力，除咗喺佢嘅唱嘅歌嘅里边。
You see, it is in our suffering when our theology becomes real.
呢个就系我哋嘅受苦，当我哋所认同嘅神学系变得真实嘅时候，
And music has a unique ability to communicate our theology.
咁我哋嘅音乐咧有个特别嘅方法可以去将我哋嘅神学咧系同人去沟通。
I want to ask here, what is the song of your heart in times of trouble?
我想问下你，当你系经历紧苦难困难嘅时候，你心里边会有边一首歌呢？
How do you respond when you go through suffering for Jesus?
当你为到耶稣去受苦嘅时候，你点样回应？
I'm not saying you need to be a masochist here and go looking for suffering.
我唔系话你好似呢啲受虐待狂咁样，你要去特别去揾苦难。
But I do want to ask, how well do you suffer?
但要问你点样去经历苦难呢？
Now, some of you have heard of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
咁有人听过路易斯所写嘅呢个魔鬼来信嘅书？
It's basically a collection of fictional letters written by a demon to his underlings about how to destroy a Christian's life and oppose the ways of Jesus.
咁咧呢个咧系一个好似一个小说咁样讲到一个邪灵去写信俾佢嘅手下，去讲教佢哋点样去摧毁一个基督徒嘅生命。
I really encourage you to read it.
我去鼓励你去睇下。
It brings fascinating insight into the human mind and how we experience temptation.
咁咧，佢可以去俾我哋睇到，就係話人嘅心係點樣諗嘢，同埋佢哋點樣去面對試探。
It's such an influential book that other authors have written essays and books about different topics. They're mimicking C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Demon Letter style.
咁呢本書咧，影響到世界上好多嘅其他嘅作者去寫到相同嘅題目，就係、是、學到點樣寫呢個魔鬼來信。
There's this really well-known Australian author, Andrew Lansdowne, and he writes about how Screwtape might try to crush the Christian who is going through suffering and persecution.
咁有個澳洲嘅作者咧，叫 Lansdowne，佢講到咧就係話喺呢啲書信裏邊，佢點樣睇到基督徒去經歷苦難同埋逼迫。
The first thing a demon might try to do is distract us from the Bible.
咁咧，呢個邪靈會第一樣會做嘅嘢咧，就係話使到我哋從呢個聖經裏邊咧離開。
He writes, and this is from the perspective of the demons, to begin with, we must distract the urchins from the enemy's book.
咁咧，呢個邪靈會咁樣寫，佢話我哋首先咧要將呢啲人咧從敵人嘅書，即係呢個聖經咧去攞走。
In particular, we must ensure that they do not read, or failing that, do not ponder those passages that speak on the inevitability of suffering.
特別嘅，我哋要去使到佢哋咧唔再去讀，同埋唔再去諗，就係話呢個痛苦嘅必然性。
But then he also says that the demon would try to get us to think that heaven is now and not later.
但系咧，呢、这个邪灵咧，亦都会去叫我哋去谂到话，天国咧就系而家，唔系将来。
He writes, we must strengthen a delusion that is rampant in many parts of the enemy's organization. A delusion, I might add, that we played no small part in devising, although to give them their credit, the urchins adopted and disseminated with an enthusiasm quite beyond our hellish hopes. I refer, of course, to our father's glorious heaven now theology. This amusing counterfeit theology encourages urchins to believe that the enemy means to give them now on earth what he has promised them later in heaven.
呢个邪灵会话，我哋要制造一个假象。虽然呢个假象，佢哋呢啲人咧已经自己亦都系好乐意嘅去接受。呢个假象就系话咧，呢个天父嘅荣耀咧，呢个天堂咧就系而家呢种嘅神学咧，呢个错误嘅神学，要佢哋自己去鼓励佢哋去接受，让佢哋认为天国就系而家，唔系将来。
And then related to that, the demon would try to get us to have a short view of life.
同样嘅就系话呢个邪灵咧，会俾我哋睇到对于生命咧系一个好短视嘅睇法。
He writes, "Whatever else we do, we must encourage them to take a short view, adopt a temporal perspective. We want them to think of suffering purely in the context of the here and now. And in that limited context, suffering of any sort can take on a sense of overwhelming weight and permanence."
佢话跟住我哋点样做咧？我哋要鼓励呢啲人咧去认同一个短视嘅生活。佢哋要睇所有嘅嘢都系暂时嘅，咁以致佢哋当睇到呢个苦难系暂时嘅时候，呢个苦难就变得好大，佢哋唔能够接受到。
So, in essence, us not reading and reflecting on the Bible, us thinking that everything we can have is possible here, and us having a short-sighted view of life is how we would fall under the temptation of suffering.
仲要嘅就系话，我哋唔去睇，唔去思考圣经所讲。所有嘅嘢，我哋而家有嘅都系喺晒呢度嘅时候，我哋有一个短视嘅生命，我哋睇唔到将来嘅事情，我哋就会系受到呢个试探喺呢个苦难嘅里边。
Friends, to be able to endure in suffering is to reflect on the fact that persecution is temporary and that we have something to look forward to.
我哋要去忍受苦难，去睇呢个逼迫系暂时。同时，我哋要睇系将来长远嘅，有啲嘢我哋系有盼望嘅。
This was how Dietrich Bonhoeffer endured.
呢个就系潘霍华去点样去忍受苦难。
He opposed the Nazi regime, and that led to him being tortured. Imprisoned, his own family suffering, and eventually his own death.
佢忍受佢反对纳粹嘅政府，佢以致受到虐待，系收入监里边。佢嘅屋企人亦都受到苦难，至终佢系死亡。
Executed in a Nazi concentration camp, Bonhoeffer believed and taught this: suffering then is the badge of true discipleship.
咁潘霍华喺呢个纳粹集中营里边受苦嘅时候，佢咁样讲，佢话因此咧，苦难咧系真正嘅门徒嘅标志。
The disciple is not above his master.
呢个门徒唔可以高过佢嘅主人。
Following Christ means passio passiva, suffering because we have to suffer.
跟随耶稣基督就系话咧，要受苦，因为我哋系要受苦。
As why Luther reckoned the suffering among the marks of the true church, and he defines the church as a community of those who are persecuted and martyred for the gospel's sake.
路德咧亦都讲到话，受苦就系一个教会嘅标志，一个教会作为一个社区，佢哋系受到苦、受苦同埋为到呢个福音咧系殉道。
Discipleship means allegiance to the suffering Christ, and it is therefore not at all surprising that Christians should be called upon to suffer.
作为门徒，我哋对于基督呢、这个受苦嘅基督系要忠诚，所以咧，所我哋唔应该觉得作为基督徒会受苦系觉得系奇怪嘅事。
In fact, it is a joy and token of his grace.
反之咧，呢、这个系一个喜乐，因为呢个当中系有俾我哋恩典。
Our rejoicing and gladness are not empty.
我哋嘅欢喜快乐唔系空洞嘅。
It's not a hopeless rejoicing.
呢个唔系冇盼望嘅喜乐。
Now, why is rejoicing and being glad our response?
点解我哋要用欢喜快乐去回应呢？
This leads to our last point.
引领到我哋最后一点，
The reward for our persecution.
我哋受逼迫嘅奖励。
You see, we actually can't live without hope.
我哋唔能够冇盼望嘅去过生活，
The hope for a reward.
一个对于一个奖励嘅盼望。
If I told you to spend the next year cleaning public bathrooms and MTA train stations, and I'll pay you $10 an hour, you'd probably laugh or curse me out, or both.
咁如果讲你听，你喺未来嘅10年，你要去为呢个地铁去洗厕所，咁我哋每个钟头咧就俾10蚊你，咁你可能会去闹我。
But if I told you to do that job for a year and I'll pay you $10 million at the end, you'd sign right up.
咁但系如果话我俾你同样嘅呢一份工作，我俾你有1000万嘅时候，你可能会即刻去应承要做。
Why?
点解？
Because we are hope-oriented creatures.
因为我哋系有盼望嘅生物。
The way that we think things are going to end up in the future changes how we relate to our present circumstances.
当我哋去睇到将来会点样去发生、点样去终结嘅时候咧，会改变我哋而家嘅行动。
Here are the questions that ultimately drive us.
呢个系一个问题，我哋系好多时去驱使我哋。
How will things end up?
最终事情会点样？
Who or what gets the last word over our sin, suffering and sorrow, over brokenness, injustice and oppression?
喺我哋之嘅罪、我哋嘅苦难受苦、我哋嘅破碎、我哋嘅唔公义被逼迫嘅事情上边，边个有最后嘅话语权呢？
And this is the promise in the Beatitudes, and it's repeated in our passage again.
呢个系呢个八福里边嘅应许，同埋喺我哋经文里边再一次去出现。
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
佢话天国是他们的
The kingdom of heaven.
天国。
I want you to notice the shift from verse 10 to 11.
我想你留意到由第十节去到第十一节嘅转变。
It's no longer blessed are those, but it becomes blessed are you.
喺英文里边，佢话唔再系嗰啲受祝福嘅人，而系话你系有福嘅人，
Blessed are you.
你系有福嘅。
This is Jesus' personal message, promise, his personal promise to his disciples and to us.
呢个系耶稣基督对佢嘅门徒同埋对我哋个人嘅应许。
I want you to hear this as if you were the disciples.
我想你听嘅时候咧，好似系佢嘅门徒一样。
You inherit the kingdom of heaven.
你系承受咗呢个天国。
Now, Matthew writes a lot about the kingdom of heaven in his gospel, and here's how one commentator describes it.
马太福音里边写到好多关于天国嘅事，一个解经家咧就咁样讲。
The kingdom will bring eschatological comfort, a permanent inheritance, true satisfaction, the obtaining of mercy, the vision of God, and divine sonship.
呢个天国咧，系带嚟一个对于我哋一个末世嘅安慰，系有永久嘅产业，一个真正嘅满足，获得到怜悯，上帝嘅嗰个愿景同埋神圣嘅儿子嘅身份，
Isn't that amazing?
系咪好奇妙咧？
This is why Jesus says the reward is great in heaven.
所以耶稣基督话喺天国嘅奖励系好大嘅。
Our hope is that though we suffer now, though we are persecuted for righteousness' sake, now we have something precious to look forward to.
我哋嘅盼望就系话，虽然我哋而家受苦难，我哋为义受到逼迫，但系我哋有一啲更加宝贵嘅系喺我哋嘅盼望嘅中。
This was how followers of Jesus endured during the Boxer Rebellion in China.
呢啲就系话嗰啲跟随基督嘅人喺呢个中国里边义和团运动当中所受嘅承受嘅。
Imagine being trapped inside a church surrounded by people that hate you, and all of the gates are blocked except one, and in front of that gate is a cross on the ground.
想象一下，你喺个教会里边，出边有好多人去围住你，你教会嘅所有嘅出口咧都被封咗，除咗一个正门，而呢个门嘅出边咧，地下摆咗一个十字架。
If you trampled on the cross with your foot, you'd be allowed to live, but if you refused, you'd be shot.
如果你出嚟嘅时候踩喺呢个十字架上边咧，佢哋就俾你，又会放生你。但系如果你唔系咁样做嘅时候咧，佢哋即刻开枪射杀你。
This was what happened when the first seven students trampled the cross under their feet and were allowed to go free.
咁呢个头七个学生咧，就系咁样踩住呢个十字架走出去，佢哋可以存活。
But the eighth student, a young girl, she refused to commit the sacrilegious act.
咁但系第八个学生呢个细路女咧，佢拒绝去做一个咁亵渎嘅行为。
Kneeling beside the cross in prayer for strength, she arose and moved carefully around the cross and went out to face the firing squad.
佢喺呢个十字架嘅旁边跪低。祈祷要有呢个能力，然后佢起身绕过呢个十字架，行出边去面对呢啲行刑队。
Strengthened by her example, every one of the remaining 92 students followed her to the firing squad.
因住佢咁样做咧，其他嘅学生咧都得到力量，其他嘅92个学生跟住佢咁样去面对出边对佢哋要施行刑嘅人。
These people were looking forward to the great reward in heaven as they refused to step on the cross.
呢啲人佢哋仰望将来天国嘅荣耀同埋奖励，以致佢哋拒绝去踏践踏呢个十字架。
But at the same time, they were looking backwards to the great event in history when Jesus died on the cross for us.
同样的,他们看回以往的历史,耶稣基督为着他死在十字架上面。
Because here's a question that will come up as we read and reread the Beatitudes.
因为这个问题会不断地重复出来,当我们再看这个八福的时候。
Are they entrance requirements or eschatological blessings?
他们是不是入门的要求,还是他们在末世当中的祝福呢?
Do we need to be these things to get into the kingdom of heaven, or are they promises for us who are in the kingdom of heaven?
这些是不是这些所有的八福的特质,是不是我们要进入天国的一些条件,还是我们已经是属天国的人的,给我们的应许呢?
They are both.
他们两样都是。
And it all starts with our spiritual poverty.
首先由我们灵里的贫乏开始。
The phrase on my account really can be translated because of me.
那个字眼,因我,因为我。
Jesus is saying that we will be persecuted because of Jesus.
耶稣说我们会受到逼迫是因为耶稣基督的缘故。
This word is fascinating to me because it really talks about motivation.
这个字很有趣的就是说,是讲到那个动机。
What is your motivation?
你的动机是什么?
What is the reason behind being even willing to suffer and be persecuted?
愿意去经历苦难和受逼迫当中的动机是什么呢?
The Gospels talk about suffering for Jesus, losing your life for Jesus.
福音讲到为到耶稣基督受苦,为到耶稣基督失去你的生命。
You might be thinking, why would I ever want to suffer and die for Jesus?
你会想为什么我会愿意去为基督受苦或者为基督去死呢?
It's because Jesus suffered and died for you.
因为耶稣为你受苦,为你而死。
Jesus endured persecution for you.
耶稣为你去忍受这个逼迫。
To be persecuted for righteousness' sake is to have this constant reminder that we are spiritually poor and we need Jesus to bless us with his grace.
我们为到义去受到逼迫,是一个经常去提醒我们,因为我们是灵里的贫乏,我们要耶稣基督去有给我们的恩典去祝福我们。
You see, when the disciples hear, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you, it's a reminder that God's own people persecuted the prophets.
当你的门徒听到耶稣说,在你以前的先知,人都是同样的,去这样去逼迫他们,去提醒神的子民是受到逼迫的先知。
And it's actually us who persecute the perfect, true prophet, Jesus, with our own sin and disobedience and hatred.
我们同样的,我们是去逼迫那个完美的,完全真正的先知,就是耶稣基督。
Jesus is the only one who perfectly endured persecution for righteousness' sake, and on the cross, he proclaims the blessing for us, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
耶稣是那位完全的,他忍受逼迫为到这个公义,在十字架上面他宣讲话,求父去赦免他们,因为他们所作的,他们不知道。
The good news of God's saving forgiveness on the cross is our ultimate blessing.
这个好消息,神在十字架上面去赦免了我们的罪,这个是一个最大的祝福。
We can stand in the face of persecution boldly, because like the 92 students who followed a little girl in the Boxer Rebellion in China who said no to stepping on a cross, we also have an example to follow, except this example, Jesus, did what no one else could.
我们同样的,好像刚才提到的92个学生,他们拒绝践踏这个十架。 因为有一个学生首先去这么做,同样的,我们在十字架上面有一个耶稣基督,首先为我们去受到这个苦难,以致我们能够去忍受逼迫。
For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God, Hebrews 12:2.
希伯来书12:2,他因那摆在前面的喜乐,就轻看羞辱,忍受了十字架的苦难,便坐在神宝座的右边。
This is our wonderful Savior.
这个是我们奇妙的救主。
This is our loving Lord. This is why the author of Hebrews wants us to consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted.
所以希伯来书的作者去勉励我们，他说那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
Last semester, I led a Bible study for college students on Revelation.
上个学期，我带领一班大学生去查考呢个启示录。
Reading about the end of the world always puts life now into perspective.
去讲到呢个世界，去点样会终结嘅时候呢，去帮助佢哋去谂而家嘅生命系点样。
And John, the author of Revelation, just like Matthew, he understood the countercultural nature of blessings in Jesus' kingdom.
启示录嘅作者约翰，好似马太咁样，佢明白到喺耶稣基督嘅国度里边，同呢个主流嘅文化去相反嘅时候咧，当中嗰个祝福。
Guthrie writes, Revelation turns our perceptions upside down.
呢个启示录去将我哋嘅睇法咧，系完全去改变。Calling
the most unexpected things blessings.
去讲话一啲完全我哋唔会估到嘅嘢系祝福。
Death,
死亡,
persecution,
逼迫,
alertness,
而警醒,
confession of sin,
认罪,
God's judgment.
神的审判,
It urges us to see us as fundamentally blessed to have our names written in a book of life.
去勉励我们去看到，当我们的名是写在这个生命册上面的时候，这个是我们的祝福。
And to see all things that come to us as filtered through the loving care of the Blessed One who clothes us in His righteousness and has made a way for us to belong to Him and dwell with Him forever.
去睇所有嘅事情，通过神嘅眼睛，呢个神去将呢个公义系披戴我哋嘅身上，以致我哋咧系属于佢嘅，同埋我哋系可以永远与佢同在。
As we come to the end of the Beatitudes, we're reminded that following Jesus is upside down.
我哋睇到呢个百福最美嘅时候咧，我哋睇到跟随耶稣系上下颠倒嘅。
In the kingdom of heaven, those who are on top here are at the bottom there, and those who are at the bottom here are on the top there.
喺神嘅国里边，嗰啲喺在上嘅人会变得系低下，而家系低下嘅人喺神国里边变咗喺上边。
This is only possible if God would actually come down as a human and die a terrible death on a cross and be raised to new life for us.
呢个只有可能嘅就系话，当神嚟到呢个世界上面，成为肉身，系为我哋嘅罪去受死。
This kingdom is here.
并且系复活，呢个国已经喺呢一度。
The blessings are yours.
呢个祝福系俾你嘅。
Are you willing to follow him?
你系咪愿意跟随佢呢？
Let's pray.
我哋一齐祈祷。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Sermon on the Mount.
天父，我哋感谢登山部分。
For the Beatitudes.
感谢呢个百福。
For just giving us what it means to have a blessed life in your kingdom.
俾我哋睇到喺呢个国度里边，生命系蒙福系咩意思？
And we know that living out these blessings is difficult.
我哋知道去活出呢啲嘅福气系困难嘅。
But we have the perfect advocate.
但我哋知道有一个完美嘅中保,
Your son, Jesus.
耶稣基督,
Who has perfectly lived out these blessings on our behalf.
佢为我哋已经完美嘅去活出呢啲嘅福气。
Thank you for saving us.
感谢拯救我哋。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督嘅名。
Amen.
Amen.